Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
This Sunday on RT1, 6:30, Ireland's Fittest Families returns to our screens with one big change. A brand new coach is entering the fray, and I can't believe who it is. Well, I can because she's sitting in front of me here. It's a woman who has done it all. She's done Cheltenham, she's done Grand Nationals, and even the Glitter Ball. Nina Carberry, how's it going?
How are you, Jen? How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for popping in. How's things?
Oh, good. Yeah, busy. Busy. But we're keeping it going.
I mean, how could you? You know that Fittest Families are big rivals of dancing, and as soon as you won that Glitter Ball, off you go with the other crowd. What have you got to say for yourself?
No, I'm absolutely, I think the Fittest Family is probably a better fit for me, to be honest.
It's the same thing, just different outfits.
Oh God, no, it was absolutely brilliant to obviously have big boots to fill in Dervla Rourke taking over. But yeah, really enjoyed every minute.
Is it tough going?
It was. Obviously, I don't have a background in being a coach, so I was finding my feet early on.
Finding your voice.
Yeah, I found my voice, I think. I actually came off thinking, I don't even remember the cameras being there. So God only knows what I've said. God only knows.
And when was the filming? Was it in the summer, in the heat wave? Were you all sweating buckets? What was the story?
We had a bit of everything. Our first filming day was literally rain all day. And then from then on, it was sweltering heat. Mm. So the families had to really adapt to it. But yeah, we had all type of terrain and sun and rain.
You actually won the celebrity version.
Yeah.
So you won the celebrity version of Fittest Families back in 2020?
I think so, yeah.
2020. We actually have a clip of you and Ruby Walsh. Stick on the headphones there because you have to hear this just to trigger you. It was on the Hangin' Tough episode. Let's have a listen.
19, 18,
it's all right,
Dave.
No panic, right?
16.
Ruby, I think you can stay up here all day.
No rush. Okay, that's fine.
There's no rush, is what he just said.
Nina, stay there. Good stuff. Not coming down.
I don't know if that is helping.
Not coming down. Nina, please stay up there, landing Ruby.
Nina,
good stuff.
You
want to win. Please stay up there,
he's making Nina laugh.
Oh, my days. That sounds frightening. What's it like to do the course as a competitor?
Oh yeah, no, it's really cool. And being under Davy,
really cool.
Well, yeah, no, it was. I'm just probably a competitive person, yeah. And obviously being on Ruby's team with Katie and their brother-in-law Killian was a brilliant team to be on. And yeah, we got a great buzz, and I think Ruby felt like he won the Gold Cup as well at the top of the ramp. But yeah, we got a great buzz out of that.
Davy Fitz, talk to me about Davy Fitz. What's he really like when the cameras are off?
He's still the same.
Still the same. That's a big question everybody asks.
No. In fairness, he's great to be around, and I've learned so much off him in the last couple of weeks as well. He's a fabulous coach, and yeah, he's different gravy when it comes to coaching. And yeah, I'm always looking up to him that way.
And come here, Rathbegan is your neck of the woods. So that was a new location for this year. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. Brilliant for them as well, because they had to close down a good while ago because of the insurance increases. So it's brilliant for them to get a bit of exposure, and yeah, there's some brilliant events as well held there as well.
And what was it like being the new girl? Like, you're walking onto an established show, yeah. You're the new girl. I mean, was there cake? Was there champagne? Was there a card? Was there a warm hug?
Not so quite, no. They were literally trying to keep their cards very close, not giving me much, but I tried to find out as much as I could. But yeah, it's not easy coming in, but they're a great bunch, and I had great fun.
You're on the cover of the RT Guide.
I
just saw that on social. Have you got more comfortable with that aspect of it all, you know? Because obviously you're a horse racing background, and then Dancing with the Stars propelled you into this world of glitter and glamour, and now you're doing all these cover shoots. Do you like doing them?
I don't particularly, but I get through it, and I do it through grinded teeth. It's not me, but it just, for me, it's a challenge. So I just keep doing it to try and challenge myself.
Face your fear kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Isn't that funny how you'd say that Fittest Families is the challenges are really cool, but doing a photo shoot where you're getting all dolled up and people run around after you is a challenge?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. It's not me. I'm getting used to it. Obviously, with Dance with the Stars, it's helped a lot. But yeah, It's there. Can't hide it.
I have to ask you, are you the new presenter of Dancing with the Stars? Because I haven't a clue. Is that you?
I was going to ask you, Jen.
Nobody tells me yet because I'm such a big mouth.
Come on.
And how are the girls doing?
They're brilliant. Yeah, they both started school. So Rosie's in juniors and Holly's in play school and they're running amok, not a bothering them.
And is it a different ball game now with school?
Not so much. No, kind of eases it off a bit. I think Rosie is ready. So, yeah, they're mad to see the Fittest Families this weekend. So,
yeah, okay, I have to ask you about that because they were always watching dancing. They were big fans of the show and loved you, seeing you all done up and the glitz and the glamour. How do you think they'll feel of you, you know, out in the muck and the sticks and shouting at people?
No, I think they'll be okay. I was watching Strictly there at the weekend and the girls were like, why aren't you dancing, mummy? I was like, because I'm finished. But yeah, I brought them to a few eliminators in the Fittest Families and they really enjoyed it, so okay. I'm looking forward to seeing how they think.
So there you have it, Nina Carberry saying that her children prefer Dancing with the Stars over Fittest Families. That's amazing. No, it's a phenomenal show. It's great that you're going to be part of it. I cannot wait to see it. Lastly, we talked about Davey Anagiri.
That's competitive person I've ever met.
She finds the shite out of me. Just seeing her around Orsi. She's tough.
Oh, she's tough. And I actually took her on a few, I raced her over a few bales. We had a little bit of a challenge. And oh my God, I've never met a more competitive person. And fair juice to her. And to be honest, I learned a lot of her as well. So, no, it's a great bunch of people in Fittest Families. And yeah.
Is Donica the only friendly one?
He kind of is, actually. Yeah. But like, there's a bit of like, he'd stab you in the back.
He's all smiles to your face. So are you going to win?
We have to watch.
Oh, we'll have to watch. So where can we see it? RT1?
Yeah, RT1 half 6 on Sunday.
Can't wait. Nina, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for popping in. I know you're a busy woman. That is Nina Carberry. And you can catch Ireland's Fittest Families Sunday, October 2nd at 6:30 p.m.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.